Hello, my name is Eli Dancy. I'm from the Black AIDS Institute, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York. One of the most outlandish myths I heard about HIV, can I talk about the Magic Johnson thing? I think he's cured. I think that would be the most outlandish thing that I heard, that Magic Johnson has went to Africa, and he has found the cure for AIDS, and they're not telling any of us over here. And they have it over there, and they can it out to rich people. It's a lot of people who argue now that Magic Johnson is cured, but he still has it. And that's the bottom line. And it's no cure right now. And that's the bottom line. Oh, I got a great myth that I've heard. And I actually did an interview one time before. And it was for a radio show in California. And they told me that HIV did not exist, period. People were not dying of HIV. And that the only way people were getting whatever disease that was killing them that they were saying was HIV was by taking a test.
So the test would infect them?
Yes. They're saying that there's no HIV. It doesn't exist. There's no AIDS. It's not a disease. And that people are dying from other complications of some mysterious thing they couldn't actually name. But he had a whole panel of people that were telling me that by me telling people to get tested, I was actually making people get infected with this mysterious disease that people thought was HIV.
Why do you think people want to believe things like this that are so ridiculous?
Everybody has their individual reasons. It could possibly be to make them feel better about the irresponsible things that they're doing in their lives. It could just be possible just to fill a gap for things that they don't understand. And some people just always want to have an answer for something. And the fact that it has no cure and there is no answer and to where it has come from and how to get rid of it, you know, people just figure it's something that they're going to make up the answer for. And if you say something, you get a couple of people to believe it, it starts to become a reality to you. But then when you have them people backing you up and saying, you know what, you're right. You know, there's no such thing as HIV, you know. I had it, and I'm cured now. And you're not really cured, you know, but I had it, and I drunk some orange juice, and I'm cured now, or something like that. And you get a group of people to stand up for anything, right down to the cults that get people to kill themselves with the power punch. So, you know, I just think they have their own personal reasons, but it's more to fulfill a personal need versus trying to educate people on the real situation, because at the end of the day, people are dying. And for somebody to come and say it doesn't exist, what about all the hundreds of thousands of people and millions of people who have died already and the families that have been touched and hurt by it? So I think that was definitely one of the craziest myths that I heard, and they were really passionate about that.